As always, we look forward to our chat with Simone Harradine of the Artscape Theatre Complex, and she is joining us this afternoon on what is definitely a very nice summer's day in the Western Cape. Simone, what a pleasure to have you with us again this week as we chat about all things theatre. We've just come out of some very exciting productions. Magic Box is still going on. What can you tell us? What is happening at the Artscape Theatre?
Hi, Janet, and hi to all the jet setters listening out there. Always great to be chatting about all things arts and in particular what's happening with Artscape. But I think the absolute highlight of this week is not what's happening at Artscape, but what is Artscape making happening in the Western Cape. So we are taking the theatre lock, stock and barrel. Well, not the actual theatre, but what it looks like, the inside of the theatre with sounds, camera, action, lights. I'll be going out to Mamre on Thursday the 31st, and then on Friday the 1st is the gala performance. And we are back into swing after a break due to lockdown and COVID. We're back with our rural outreach program where we take the theatre to the people and to give them a glimpse of what Artscape is all about or what a theatre is all about. And we're going to have some amazing artists, both locally from Mamre and the Atlantis region, as well as artists from Cape Town City Ballet, Jazz Art, Unmute, and some opera performers as well. So that I think it's one of the, it's our highlight on the calendar for the year, and we're glad to be back in full swing.
Wow, this is super exciting stuff, Simon, which just proves that theatre doesn't happen just between the walls of a building, but it's out there in communities. And I think this is really very close to my heart. It's about giving access. And when people can't come to the theatre, we take the theatre to them. And there must be some bushy-eyed, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed young people who are just crazy about the theatre that are going to be inspired by your outreach. So please tell us now, you mentioned that this has been running for a few years. What does the program look like for the duration that you are out there?
So the Thursday, it's primarily for the schools, the primary and the high schools. And it's not just about showing them what the inside of a theatre looks like or what they can experience on a stage, but it's also to give them an option for career choices. And career choices in the arts is not just being an artist on stage, but it's also about being a stage hand, a stage technician, a stage manager, a program manager, director, project manager. There is lighting technician, mechanists, electricians, plumber, the works. So it's also as an opportunity, as I said, to give a guidance to the youth and to our learners as to the next step in life when they're taking on paid jobs and paid opportunities, that there are opportunities and the arts as well. And we need all of those skilled hands all on deck in order to make the arts thrive. And then this year we normally partner with the municipality, but this year we are partnering with the Lief en Leed NGO that's based in Mamre, and they are specifically an NGO that seeks to enable persons with disabilities in the area to give them access to extracurricular activities, and they're actually looking at raising funds for a specific sector or section where they can actually host these events. So this is an amazing opportunity for us to enable not just listeners, but also enable members of the community.
Simone, I love it. And, we often don't realize all the various careers that sit on the back end of the theatre production: plumbing, maintenance, logistics, operations. It's really wonderful that you're creating that awareness and conscientizing young people about the opportunities that are out there for work in the creative industry. So that is super exciting. So whilst the team is away, what is happening at Artscape?
As you've just mentioned earlier on, Disney's Magic Box continues with Mara on a journey with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy and all of them in the 70-odd songs as we reminisce Disney through the ages. And then to me, the Magic Box is also must-see, but the must-must-see production is the new production of David Cramer, Orpheus McAdoo, in collaboration with Cape Town Opera, telling the story. True story of Orpheus McAdoo that came out African American, head of the Virginia Jubilee Choir Company that came out to tour South Africa in the 1890s. That's about 2 centuries ago, really,
Amazing.
on invitation by the then wife of the governor of Cape Town. Sorry, not Cape Town, the Cape Province, as it was called there. But
The
Janet,
Cape
there's
of
also
Good
some
Hope.
sides. There's also some side-splitting comedy that awaits patrons in the next 2 weeks, which is Sorry for the Wait and 90 Day Comedian.
Oh, wow. Do tell. Do tell. What is that about?
I mean, look, we all need a laugh, especially in countries such as ours where we still have our challenges in 30 years of democracy. It's not easy to get all the ball rolling. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done in our country and in other countries as well. But we need some humor. So Sorry for the Wait, and I have to say this. The Wait is a play by the comedian who is a bit on the weighty side, eating too much
Ah.
burgers. So his comedy is Sorry for the Wait. And then obviously Dylan Oliver, that has been touring across the world in Australia, in the UK, and back in South Africa with his side-splitting comedy of what life is as a touring comedian.
Phenomenal. So lots of excitement, lots of more light-hearted holiday type productions coming out as we head towards the festive season. Simon, it sounds super exciting. I'm wishing you and the team all the best as you head out to Mamre. I will alert our Mamre community that you are coming so that they are also aware that there's this wonderful opportunity of meeting the team from Artscape. And I wish you and the team safe travels. And I hope they're leaving you behind, Simon, to keep the home fires at Artscape burning.
I'll be there for most of the days, but I also have to go to Mamre to also engage with our patrons on that side and also tell them about the amazing things happening at Artscape. And sometimes they may just get an opportunity. It's just 1 hour away. It's still within the municipality of Cape Town. So maybe we can make magic happen to also bring them to the theatre at Artscape as well.
That sounds wonderful. And there's a very efficient My City service that runs on that line. So
Absolutely.
definitely opportunities available there. And then I just want to remind our listeners, as always, that there's the amazing underground parking. So very convenient, beautiful snacks and delicious coffee in the intermissions and before and after the production, which is also available for patrons to enjoy.
That's right. See you at the theatre.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Simon. Wishing you the
Thanks, Janet.
best on
Janet,
your
have you got a
outreach.
second for me?
Yes, just
I'm going to
take it.